The report says, quote, preliminary data results show no immediate cause for concern regarding the safety of water and fish consumption, unquote. Frank Kane is a spokesman for the Red Cliff tribe, which raised the barrels.
There's nothing on the table that gives us any reason to believe there's anything to be concerned about right now. When we get the test results back and we find out what's there, then maybe that changes.
So Kane says questions remain. They raised only 25 of the 1,400-plus barrels dumped by the Department of Defense into Lake Superior near Duluth between 1958 and 1962. Red Cliff had hoped to raise 70 for a more scientifically accurate assessment. Will more barrels be raised?
I guess until we have all of the facts in, I can't answer that.
Although no radiation or harmful chemicals have been discovered so far, this three-page release says ground-up cluster bomb devices were found in the barrels. Kane says that was one reason they raised only 25, to err on the side of safety.
If it was explosive at one time, is it still explosive? Well, that's what we're going to find out. And so far, there isn't any evidence to say that the explosive materials are a problem.
Kane says more testing will be done by an independent laboratory before final conclusions are made.
No one's going to duck or hide or anything else from any of the findings.
Veolia of Nina spent 2 weeks in August removing the barrels for Red Cliff. Funding for this six-year effort has reached $3.3 million from the Department of Defense. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.